Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, Half-Life, A Love Story, a brand new musical making its world premiere at Main Stage West in Sebastopol, June 14th through the 30th. I'm here with director and co-writer John Shillington. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me. Tell us about Half-Life, A Love Story.
Half-Life is about Willard Libby, who won the Nobel Prize back in 1960, and his relationships with two women, his wife and another scientist.
And Libby is a local guy.
He was. He graduated in 1926 from Annalee High School, won the Nobel Prize. As I said, he also worked on the Manhattan Project. So it's a comedy.
Of course. And a love story, right. Well, how did you go about writing this? You co-wrote this with a few folks.
Yes, about 4 years ago, actually, we started it with Janice Wilson. We were talking about doing something about Sebastopol, so we chose the two most famous people we could think of, Luther Burbank and Willard Libby. There's Libby Park in Sebastopol and Libby Highway, and there's a big mural over of Willard Libby.
Locals know a little bit about Libby.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, it became too cumbersome to do. We did a workshop of it last summer, but telling two stories at once became too difficult. So we just focused on this one this year, and we added Bob Duxbury, a brilliant playwright, and it's been an amazing journey. There are only four actors in the show, but they've all got amazing voices, and it's been quite a journey.
Excellent. I've read that the musical is based on interviews that Libby did in the 70s, and so it's a very personal, true-to-life story, it sounds like.
Yes. Just before he died, we took a lot of the information about his because he had to keep everything secret when he was married. His wife didn't know about the Manhattan Project. She didn't know about winning the Nobel Prize. He kept everything very tightly secured.
Just top-secret kind of work?
Well, the Manhattan Project certainly was. The Nobel Prize and his work on carbon dating, which is what he won the Nobel Prize for, was not a secret, but it was. He just felt like he didn't have that kind of communication skills with his wife.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You were saying that there's another woman as well in the play.
Who also worked on the Manhattan Project, and they worked together at times. And yeah, they worked together throughout the years, and they had an intellectual meeting of the minds connection, which was very deep, which she didn't have with his first wife.
Got it.
That's all I want to give away. More spoilers.
Right. Yeah, don't want to spoil too much. Why a musical?
Why a musical? Because I've always loved writing the musical form, and I think it tells the story in a new way. It's a bit jarring for left-wing audiences because he was a right-wing hawk. And very much into the Cold War. He called himself a Cold War warrior. So that's a little jarring, but I think taking it from the musical route, we can start to recognize some of his better attributes because he was a genius and he changed the world.
Interesting. But you're not sugarcoating any lesser side, I guess, any other side.
We take it on.
It sounds like a complicated approach to taking on a story like this.
It's been better than last year. What I thought it would do is try to make him have this transformation, like when the Grinch had his heart grow three times too big. That's what I did with Libby, and that's not authentic, but he ended up with my political stance. This one with Half-Life, he keeps his own political perspective.
Interesting. And like you said, there's only four people in the show. Tell us about the actors and working with them to bring this to life.
Right. Three of them were from before who were with the Crossroads production. That would be Gene Wright, Eileen Morris, and Stephen Leander. And Tina Lloyd-Meals joined our cast as the other woman, as the woman. Oh, how do I describe her? She was the first nuclear scientist, a female first nuclear scientist.
Interesting. And was it kind of interesting seeing the stuff that you had seen on paper on stage? Did you have preconceptions that got shattered and surprises that came along?
You know, I had a great rehearsal last night. I think it's going to be a great show, and it's been a dream to watch it come alive because working on it for 4 years off and on and just seeing them actually now sing the words in the song.
Right.
And the show soars now. So
excellent.
Yeah.
Well, that's Half-Life, A Love Story, running June 14th through the 30th, Main Stage West. That's in downtown Sebastopol. You can go on the website, mainstagewest.com, or you can call 707-823-0177 for information and tickets. John, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you. A pleasure.
I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.